the priorities of my platform reflect the daily needs of our town residents. Our new council needs to eliminate wasteful spending and focus the spending of our residents' hard-earned tax dollars on tangible items such as services, programs, and infrastructure that will benefit the people of Orangeville at large. Examples of wasteful spending that I would not support would be the $32,000 spent on painting the three crosswalks in downtown, plus the ongoing cost of maintenance, unnecessary use of costly consultants, like the $50,000 spent on an out-of-town consultant firm for transit hub location ideas, instead of putting this to the stakeholders, such as the riders, businesses, and locals. The estimated $250,000 spent or to be spent on the free transit pilot project to start in 2023. Including our community members in the decision-making processes in the spending of their tax dollars is an essential part of what I support. Examples would include input into the usage of the $32 million surplus from the train yard sale and resident inputs into neighborhood-specific parking issues, such as the winter parking restrictions in the lots around Dogwood Street. There is a clear need also for the landlocked residents of Veterans Way to have the timeliest response from 911 services possible in emergency situations. I support the opening of College Road, a temporary stopgap until Hanson is completed, with input from college residents on traffic calming measures that would satisfy their concerns. We are a community that cares for each other, and it is vital that our neighbors in Veterans Way can rest assured that their families will get the quickest, life-saving responses in those moments of need.